You're listening to Business Daily from the BBC with me, Ed Butler. Now, are there many of you out there, I wonder, pulling your hair out right now over conflicts at work? Whether you're a boss whose cussed staff are refusing to push ahead with your bold expansionist plans, or you're a worker annoyed at the boss who's making all kinds of unrealistic demands of you. Time to summon in an outside arbitrator, perhaps. Someone like Dr. Murray Cantor. He's a trained mathematician and a computer engineer, and he's now helped to create a new US startup, Aptige.com. The idea to deploy mathematical probability tools to arbitrate the types of problems that corporate teams often face when they're scaling and budgeting their work. How does it work? Well, let's get Murray to explain.
What I've noticed over the years that there's this adversarial relationships that builds between the managers and the developers because we're doing innovative things which don't have complete information. We can't make good predictions, but the managers need predictions in order to figure out when they're going to be able to put in marketing plans, what to commit to clients, whatever. So what I'm trying to do is provide useful tools to facilitate a grown-up, constructive conversation between the development teams and their management.
So let's look at how that might work in a very specific real-world scenario. You have a medium-sized company, mm-hmm. and the boss has gone to his staff and he's saying, we have a big project to do. Okay, you guys are very clever, my staff, but you haven't done this before, so tell me how long it's going to take you to do it, and what happens then?
What often happens is the developers say, I don't know, you'll get it when you get it. And then the management says, well, I can't run the business that way. Well, too bad. And so what we try to do instead is we look at the problem and understand it as well as we can at the point we're at. And we break it into smaller pieces of work. And then the manager says, and these are old techniques, they actually date back quite a while, which is, okay, you can't tell me exactly how long it'll take you to do this. Fair enough. But on the other hand, if I were to ask you, could you get it done in 10 years, you would say, sure. And if I asked you if you could get it done tomorrow, you would say, no way. So you know something. Let's figure out what you do know and what you do believe.
So at that point, you try and drill it down, narrow it down to a reasonable ambit between, let's say, 10 days or 30 days or whatever it is that the staff reckon it'll take them to finish the project.
That's right. So we actually get to that. What's the worst it could take? Longest it'll take? Well, no matter what, it's very unlikely it'll take more than 30 days. What's the soonest you could get it done? Well, if you leave me alone, Mr. Manager, and let me do my work, I can probably get it done in 10 days. And what do you really think will happen? I already think it'll be 15. Now, if it turns out that there's a 90% chance they can get this done, they might actually be willing to take on more work. On the other hand, if it comes back and says there's only a 20% chance you can get this done, they're going to have to figure out which things they're not going to do. So this gets into the conversation, well, okay, I can't get all that done. Which things do you really need? Let's prioritize. And it gets to a real constructive conversation now between the management and the development team based on the best information they have.
This is marriage guidance. This is industrial relations at a mathematical level.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's understanding both sides are dealing with uncertainty. Let's not ignore the uncertainty. Let's manage it together.
Isn't it obvious? I mean, isn't it obvious that, you know, problems, there's a mini-max on a challenge and people just have to talk about it? Why do they need to call you?
Well, one is you'd be amazed how not obvious it is. But secondly, it turns out people are really good at coming up with these ranges. What they're not good at is actually aggregating those individual estimates into an overall project estimate. That's where the math comes in.
Right. It's putting all of those ingredients together.
Yeah.
How much does it cost companies to call in Aptige?
Well, we're still working on that. It depends on the size of their team and whatever. People who can come to our website, and you can look at what we have, and you can send us an email, and we'll send you a license just to try it out.
Great. So guinea pigs are welcome.
Oh, feedback. User feedback. And we think we're going to actually be hitting the market for real at the end of before the end of the year. But meanwhile, try it out.
You heard the man. Aptige.com, Ways to Manage Uncertainty. That's the title of the website. Go and check it out. Dr. Murray Cantor, it's CTO, talking to me there. That's it for this edition of Business Daily. Tomorrow we hear from Bollywood, where Pakistani artists have been blacklisted from the Indian movie industry. We explain why and look